Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. And I like hearing from small business owners and employees. Let's talk about your business. You can send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. That's gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Today, the explosive growth of a small company in the competitive field of cybersecurity, and broadly, the threats that linger for small businesses, like data breaches. When shopping for car insurance, consider this. GEICO has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. So if you're serious about savings, it's simple. Go to geico.com. After 75 years, they know how to save you money. So how does a cybersecurity firm last for two decades in this marketplace? And what kinds of threats lurk for America's small businesses? A conversation with Chad Bakker, Senior Vice President of Product Strategy and Technology Alliances at Webroot. Chad, how did the company get started?
Yeah, so Webroot's been around since 1997. We got started here in Boulder, Colorado, with roots in anti-spyware. So we were one of the first companies that identified a problem back in the day with the rise in spyware and adware, and created an application to go after that. And that's what really put us on the map. And since then, we've been on a really good growth trajectory. So at this point in time, we're now the largest cloud platform for integrated endpoint network and threat intelligence. And we service consumers, small, medium businesses, as well as a number of different alliance partners.
Man, 20 years ago, you were using the term malware and spyware. I was barely able to communicate what email was back then.
That's right.
But that indicates, I think, kind of the... I guess the kind of the growth aspect of it. Explain maybe how the company had to zig and zag along the way from 20 years when this started.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the threat landscape's obviously continuing to evolve, and we've seen that over the course of the 20 years that we've been in business. Like I said, you know, coming to market with a product that was very targeted as far as spyware and adware, we quickly had to evolve and be able to take a more holistic look at you know, the threats that were impacting consumers and businesses that were out there. So, you know, we had to add, you know, the anti-malware and antivirus capability in. And then, you know, obviously more recently, what we've seen is, you know, some of the threats that are out there, specifically around phishing and users visiting, you know, malicious URLs has been a very big target. And so we've had to, you know, really evolve and went through the process of acquiring some companies that allowed us to really take a more holistic look at that.
Interesting. All right, so you started with how many employees in somebody's garage back in the day, or how did this begin?
That's exactly right. Yeah, it was started in a garage in Boulder. And now we have around 600 employees.
Oh,
globally.
Goodness. Very good. Very good. Yeah. And then at this point, this is a crowded space, obviously. It's the first word off a lot of our mouths sometimes when we talk about security. So how do you differentiate from other companies that offer similar services?
Yeah, that's right. So, you know, where we really differentiate is in our cloud platform. And so, you know, we identified a number of years ago as we continued to see the threat landscape evolve that, you know, this wasn't going to be a problem that we could solve with, you know, just throwing more human bodies at it. And so we, you know, identified that there was a need for automation. And so the only way that we believed that we could do that was by leveraging, you know, the cloud technology that's out there today that, you know, the largest companies in the world use in order to do their business. And so that's really what we built ourselves on, is a very large cloud platform leveraging behavioral-based information. We use machine learning in order to identify threats. Mm. That's really what differentiates us.
When you look at the threat landscape, if I can steal your terminology there, what is, I mean, after what happened at Equifax,
yeah,
I mean, how could things get much worse?
Really,
I mean, what is it? Because all the great passwords I have, right, and you know, people who use phrases from songs as passwords that are virtually impossible to penetrate meant nothing for something like Equifax.
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, it's kind of the world that we live in today, you know, as far as, you know, every day you turn on the news, the radio, the TV, and you hear about another large company that's getting breached. You know, hackers are very vigilant today in terms of, you know, trying to go after their targets. And, And in a lot of cases, they're leveraging kind of the weakest link in order to try and get into a company, and that's, you know, a human, right? So yeah. We see that, obviously, phishing, you know, trying to a hacker trying to target an individual within an organization and trying to get them to click a link is their one of their easiest entry points. Other things are just taking advantage of unpatched applications. So, yeah, unfortunately, it's kind of the world that we're living in. And, you know, from a consumer perspective, you just got to, you know, try and stay vigilant, you know, and do those things like back up your data, ensure that you're using, you know, an antivirus solution, using strong passwords, and then, you know, just monitoring all your information that's out there, monitoring your credit cards, your bank accounts, your credit reports, and determining if, you know, if a company that you're doing business with has been putting you at risk.
Do you often find yourself or your teams pulling your hair out at the amount of information it seems that millennials are willing to share online?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, everything's out there for them, right? And I think that's kind of the mindset that a lot of, you know, individuals need to take at this point in time. You know, obviously with everything being, you know, out there from, you know, your bank accounts and everything you're doing on social media, you know, some individuals take the kind of viewpoint that all their information's out there and it's just a matter of time before it could be exposed. So, yeah, it's a growing problem.
Well, we're speaking with Chad Bakker. He's Senior VP of Product Strategy and Technology Alliances at Webroot, the cybersecurity firm based in Colorado, talking about the company's growth over the past 20 years, gone from just a couple of guys in a garage to more than 600 employees now and one of the leaders in the space. They are a sponsor of the program. We do want to throw that out there, but I thought there was a worthwhile story to tell. The dangers that still lurk, I guess I want to ask you, because somebody like yourself told me one time, and it says, and I can't get it out of my mind, that there are two types of companies in this world, ones that have been hacked and ones that don't know it. Is that true?
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, again, you know, that's kind of the reality of the world that we're living in. It's, you know, those that have been hacked or those that, you know, potentially are going to be hacked, right? And, you know, obviously, you know, there's been a shift in terms of from a security vendor standpoint, in some cases, away from prevention towards, you know, kind of a different type of solution that would try and just give them more information to identify, you know, what's going on in their environment. You know, with that mindset of it's just a matter of time before you are hacked, so just, you know, be able to determine it as fast as possible. You know, on our side of things, you know, the approach that we take is, you know, definitely really, really focused on prevention. We believe that, you know, with the technology that we have, there's still, you know, a lot that we can do in order to prevent users from getting infected.
All right. So potential growth areas for Webroot then, purchasing other companies, I don't know, adding bodies, like what's ahead?
Yeah. So, you know, we're seeing great growth in all the different segments that that we go after. We're the number one consumer retail, you know, player in the industry. And, you know, we're seeing a ton of growth in our SMB segments. And that's really focused on the way that we go to market, which is focusing on managed service providers that are actually providing outsourced IT solutions and sources for the small and medium businesses. And that's a big trend that we've seen where, you know, IT security is becoming more and more complex. And, you know, smaller businesses that are out there, they need to look to managed service providers in order to try and get help there. So we've really focused in on that. We're getting great growth, you know, year over year from that segment, and we really believe that's a really big key to our future.
Thanks, Chad. Chad Bakker, Senior Vice President of Product Strategy and Technology Alliances at Webroot. When a state ranks among the top 10 in the country for major new and expanded facilities, that's pure growth. When it's tops for three straight years, that's pure Michigan. Long known as a world leader in the automotive industry, Michigan is also a leader in defense, cybersecurity, mobility, agribusiness, and aerospace. In fact, CNBC rates Michigan among the top 10 states in the country for business. To learn more, visit MichiganBusiness.org, because helping business grow is pure Michigan. Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report is found on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com, as well as places like iTunes and SoundCloud. Those are also places where you can hear our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Again, if you'd like to share your small business story, I'd like to hear it. You can email me at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.